So I was born just after World War II, and it was a time when all the world was recovering from the disease and the devastation, the destruction of the war. And what that meant in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, was an enormous amount of denial, kind of speckled with nostalgia, Bing Crosby. And also TV was just arriving for the first time and becoming available to middle-class families. And what that meant in the Third World was raw, bloody revolution. So to bring these two realities together, I like to say that I was born the year that India broke from the British Empire. Because I truly do believe that the most significant events of the 20th century were the decolonization movements. By the seat of their pants and by the courage of their hearts, the formerly colonized people liberated themselves from the predominant political economic form of the past 500 years, certainly, but also I track back the beginnings of it 10,000 years back. And that was classical imperialism, otherwise known as the dominant society. Just to give you a sense of how successful that form was, in 1914, European nations and the United States owned 85% of the landmass of the world. So between 1940 and around 1970, there were these nations, over 100 new nations rose up. Indonesia, Malaysia, Ceylon, Burma, Vietnam, Morocco, Senegal, Nigeria, Rwanda, Tanzania, Mali, Algeria, Zanzibar, and Vietnam again because they had to liberate themselves from the United States. The first time it was France. And I consider that the other most significant event of the 20th century were the liberation movements that were inside the nation states that were the empires. These are movements for freedom and justice. And they were created by those who were colonized within the nation states and also by people who were assimilated into it, who were challenging different facets of it. And what that has looked like is Marxist, labor, dialectic, left, new left, anti-war, ban the bomb, peace, civil rights, black power, self-determination, peace, anti-Vietnam, anti-imperialist, nobody for president, U.S. out of North America, Chicano, Latino, La Raza, Asian, native rights, indigenous sovereignty, red power, prison rights, peace, women's, feminist, gay, lesbian, men's, environmental, ecology, environmental justice, earth first, earth liberation, anti-toxics, anti-automobile, anti-computer, anti-development, community, communal, co-op, green building, organic farming, permaculture, natural foods, natural medicine, holistic health, anti-modern, anti-postmodern, hunter-gatherer, gatherer-hunter, primitive, pagan, peace, eco-feminist, eco-psychology, green, independent, libertarian, anarchist, anti-swoosh, anti-sweatshop, culture jamming, anti-Gulf War, anti-racist, anti-apartheid, anti-biotech, neo-Luddite. So I'm naming each one to honor the sacredness of that effort. But I am also jamming them together into one big meshed word to avoid the trap of identity politics and to grasp the giganticness and the complexity of this huge totality of an unjust, dysfunctional system. And now this system, as we know, makes claims to democracy and equality. It's even possible to lead an eventless, historyless life within it. And yet, we can't deny that the nature of the system is that it comes. It comes from somewhere else. And it cracks, and it crushes, and it scatters, and it sickens, and then it turns around and tries to convince.